This is Judith Richards interviewing Marilyn Minter in her studio in New York City on November 29th, 2011 for the Archives of American Art the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1. Marilyn, I'd like to start with asking you about your family background as far back as you want to go, certainly to your grandparents, and especially noting those who you knew personally, and talk about their names and their occupations, and then your parents, and then we'll go to you.
That's a big mystery. Yeah, I know I met my grandmother on my father's side, but he was such a scoundrel. They all disinherited him. He was from a moneyed background in Virginia.
What were you? Do you know the grandparents' names?
Hortense Minter. She was German.
That's your grandmother's?
Grandmother on my father's side. She lived in Point Pleasant Beach.
Pleasant Beach?
Jersey. Yeah, she was Northerner. And my father...
And your grandfather's name?
Never met him. No, he died of a heart attack on a golf course. That's all I know.
And then your father's name?
My father is Alan Sheldon Minter.
A-L-L-A-N.
Sheldon? Yeah, with a T, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Minter. And he was directly related to Patrick Henry. He was a good Virginia family, as they say. But he was like an inveterate gambler, alcoholic, womanizer. So he was a black sheep.
And what about your mother's side of the family?
My mother was born in Indiana, but she was very young when her father moved to Louisiana and became a wildcatter and made a lot of money in the oil business.
What was your mother's name?
She had a long name. She was baptized Catholic. But I only remember two of them, Honora, with an H-O-N-O-R-A, Elizabeth Lasky, which was her last name, L-A-S-K-E-Y, Minter.
And her parents' names?
They were Irish, that's all I know. They were very Irish. I don't know anything about them. Her mother ended up she was considered senile, which I guess today would be Alzheimer's. And her father, probably same thing, died of alcoholism. Or, you know, it just runs rampantly in my family, alcoholism and drugs.
How did your mother and father meet?
They met, I think, in New York City, but I'm not sure. And they got married, I think.
What were they doing?
8 weeks later. I don't know. Yeah, it's a real fog.
Did they live in New York City after they?
No, they were both. I think I don't know. They were going to nightclubs. They were going to the Sword Club in El Morocco. They had a very glamorous. I have pictures of them. They were gorgeous people.
And they were being supported by their families.
I don't know. My mother was for sure. She wanted to be an actress, but they thought it was déclassé. She wasn't allowed. So she was bright. Was very well read, and she spoke French, and she was a very well brought up Southern belle, but she was racist, sexist. She wasn't homophobic. She hated Jews, but some of her best friends were Jews. It was just, you know, she loved her maids, but she hated black people as a race, you know. And she was wildly attracted to my father, who was very good looking and a compulsive bad boy.
Did either of them go to college?
Yes, my mother went to Tulane. I don't think she graduated. Sophie Newcomb, and my father went to some school in Virginia, but my brother looked it up in Richmond. And he said, no, he never graduated, even though my father said he graduated with a degree in engineering. And for a minute there, he worked as an engineer for Caterpillar, which was this big production, heavy equipment company.
Where was that?
In Louisiana. They went back to Louisiana. My mother was older than my father. She